Hey, David, guess what is happening today?
It's my birthday.
No, not quite. It's not December.
Oh.
Today is the start of, drumroll please, season two of Mastering the Podcaster Mindset.
Oh my goodness. So it's basically like my birthday then.
Pretty much.
Let's celebrate.
Okay, so why is this the start of season two? We've had some really kind of big shifts and changes and just a small pivot and focus, and season two is going to reflect that. We really listened to the people who are in our community, to our listeners, to our current members. We looked at our downloads, and all the feedback we're getting is about, how do I monetize my podcast? How can my podcast be part of my brand? How can I build a business around my podcast? Or how can my podcast be an important part of my business? Like, so many questions in those areas. And David, I think you and I have a really unique take on that that I haven't really heard a lot of people talking about exactly the way we talk about it. And so you and I said, hey, let's shift focus a little bit and talk some business.
I think it sort of did it on its own.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of guests that we had in that really applied more towards the business of podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, there's obviously mindset that's associated with that.
Absolutely.
But a lot of the guests that we started having in were definitely more towards the business of mindset or business of podcasting, which is where we were kind of taking our business. And mm-hmm. It even evolved further from there, which now where we're headed is definitely a path that both of us are very passionate about.
Yes.
And it's exciting for us and hopefully equally as exciting for the people that we're working with. So,
and I think it's natural as we evolve and shift and change, the people that we bring on our podcast is kind of evolving and shifting and changing. And the people who are listening to the podcast is evolving and shifting and changing. So it's really fun. You and I were not afraid of change.
Nope.
We've never been afraid of change. We kind of enjoy the pivot a bit, you know? It's almost like a dance.
It keeps it exciting.
Yeah. And this is a really fun direction for us. So we're really digging deeper into mastering the business of podcasting and looking at how podcasts can be a key part of your brand. Your brand is the most important thing that you own, really. Your name, your brand, and your podcast is an important piece of it.
Yeah.
So, David, we've got some exciting guests lined up. We've already recorded these episodes.
Yeah.
We have a ton, probably, six or eight episodes already recorded.
Already recorded, yeah.
Ready to go. And, oh my goodness, these conversations.
Yeah.
So one of the people.
One of my favorite people.
Is one of your favorite people.
In podcasting.
Who is it?
The lovely Miss Arielle Nissenblatt.
I thought you were going to say me.
Well, you're my favorite. This is one of my favorite people in podcasting.
Okay. I think Arielle's pretty awesome too. We got to talk to Arielle about marketing your podcast. And Arielle is a phenom.
Rockstar
phenom. Yep. She speaks at conferences literally all over the world. She's involved. She's on the board of so many podcasting type of groups. She judges a ton of different podcast competitions. She hosts a million different platforms. Like, she's got a Discord group and she's active on Twitter, and she's just
all over the place.
If you don't know who Arielle is, you will. So we are thrilled about hers.
I think of her kind of like, do you remember that thing from back in the 80s, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Only I now say Where in the World is Arielle Nissenblatt.
Need to start wearing a fancy hat, Arielle.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer Navarrete.
She was amazing.
She is so amazing. She's been in podcasting world. She's OG, right? Like, she's seen it, the whole evolution, and she's brilliant when it comes to Web3 and podcasting 2.0 and some really creative ways to micro Micro monetization.
It was a ways that I had never even thought would be possible.
Yeah.
And the way that she explains it, it really makes you realize, wow, I guess those pennies really do start to add up. Yep. So it's a really cool sort of path that many people, I don't think, take advantage of. That's pretty simple.
Yep. And if you don't know who Jennifer Navarrete is, if you've heard of NAPOD POMO, National Podcast Production Month, Jennifer is the founder of that. And she's pretty awesome. Up.
It's now worldwide.
Yep. Okay. And then, I mean, the dynamic duo, Zach and Rock from Squadcast.
These are great guests.
What are you most excited about people to hear from Zach and Rock's episode?
How authentic they are.
Yeah.
There was no question. Everything that they do is to support their community. Mm-hmm. They really want to see it grow, and they're trying to come up with new and creative ways to do that and make it easier for everybody to do that. So I definitely like how authentic they are.
Yeah, me too. And we're going to talk about this later in this episode, but we actually have been working with them on a business level. We've been able to create products for them. And when you work with somebody on a business level, you get to know a different side of them. And, you know, they're our customers now. And you get to see a different side. And we've just been so impressed the whole way.
Yeah.
So very exciting.
Yeah.
All right. We've been on a journey, David.
We have been.
We have been on a monetization journey. Now, those of you who have been with our story from the start, you know that just this past June, so it hasn't even been a full year, I was still teaching, right? Yeah. I ended my teaching career last June, and so we've been just about a year, just under a year full-time in our Casa Media Productions business, and it's been a journey.
And we're still eating.
We're still eating, amazingly enough. We are still eating, but it's been a journey. It's been so fun.
Yeah. It's been a growth period for sure.
It's been stressful.
Yeah. We came with a lot of knowledge, and I think we had to figure out how to sort of join that knowledge and make a really solid company out of that.
Yeah. And we're still growing and learning. For sure. But what we are going to do this season is take you on that journey with us. We're going to talk to you about how we're building our brand, what we're thinking of, how we're pivoting, what we are putting into practice, what we are taking away, partnerships and collaborations. I mean, we firmly believe that collaborations are the key to a thriving business. And that's just been wonderful for us so far.
100%.
So we're really excited to take you on our journey so you can really see how a podcast can really be a vital part of a thriving business.
Yeah.
And for us, our podcast is a spoke of the business wheel. It is not there. There's, if you think of drawing a diagram, and maybe your business is in the center and your podcast is a wheel, like a spoke on that wheel that supports your business. Or you could have your podcast in the center and your business is created from that podcast, right? Those are both really viable models. Our particular model is business in the center and the podcast is a spoke of it. But whichever one of those models you have, our journey and the lessons that we have learned on our journey can really help you on your journey, whichever model you have. So we're excited to share some episodes about that as well. All right. Let's talk membership group, David. We've got some exciting things happening with our membership group.
Our membership group is one of the most important parts of our business, personally, like on a personal level.
Yep.
I love our community and I don't ever want to see it go away.
Same. We meet in person. Well, when I say in person, it's virtual in person, 3 times a month. Mm-hmm. And we've also built on it's not necessarily part of our membership group, but it is part of our like ecosystem of people in our group and of live meetups. And between those two things, it just enriches our life so much. So we're really excited about our membership group, which means that we've been thinking long and hard about what's going to serve our community the best. We've done surveys and talked to people, and we're adding a couple layers of membership that I'm really excited about.
I just feel it's more ways that we can support people.
Yes.
Because there are certain people that need exactly what we're offering or close to it, where that fits them really well. There's people that need something totally different on both ends of the spectrum. And mm-hmm. I think we've figured out some pretty good ways of accommodating a lot more people and helping to grow their sense of community and where they belong and all that sort of stuff. So
our membership group currently would be like our mid range.
Yeah, that's where it's
going to fall. This is our mid-range offering. This is what we currently have, what we've had for a couple years now. And this is for people that are either new to podcasting or have been podcasting for a little while and are ready to take it to the next level. This is called Mastering the Art of Podcasting. So we're really helping people hone the craft of podcasting, take it to the next level, start building a business, start up-leveling their skill as interviewers and things of that sort. So it's that nice mid place. Then we're going to have a Mastering the Podcaster Mindset Insider group. It's going to be our membership group.
Yep.
This is going to be our low-cost entry-level membership where we're going to offer a ton of value. I'm so excited about that one. And then we're going to have our higher level, more, the exclusive's not the right word, but people will apply for this level, and this is Mastering the Business of Podcasting. And so this will be for people that really want to focus on the business piece of their podcast.
Right. Which goes back to what you were saying before is figuring out where your podcast sits on that wheel, whether it's mm-hmm. the center of that business or just a spoke for your business. It'll be on working different ways to be able to help to make that part of your business.
Yep.
So
we're really excited about that. That's all coming in the next month.
That's the plan.
We're really excited.
We got a couple of weeks to hurry up.
Yep. Really excited about those offerings. Okay. There is something we took away these last few months, and it kind of,
this was a hard decision.
It was a hard decision.
But I think it was the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, people that are listening, wonderful listeners, when something starts to feel heavy and out of alignment with your goals and your focus, you have to really sit with it. So our key course, the course that built our business, was eventually turned into Launching and Leveraging Your Podcast for Accelerated Success.
Yeah.
And it was a 10-week course. I mean, it started as a one-day workshop and then into a 4-week course and then to an 8-week course and then morphed into a 10-week course. And we've loved it. The people that we've met, the community we've built with it, we absolutely loved. However, we realized it was time to shift out of that as a big focus. That was a ton of time and energy.
Yeah.
We met with our people twice a week. It was over the course of 10 weeks. So it was almost 3 months of meeting with them. Hours and hours of work. You had office hours and all kinds of support inside this program, which was wonderful. We loved it, but we've shifted focus a bit. And so that course we are for now putting away. It's not that we'll never do it again, but for right now, we're putting that course away. But we're going to still help people launch. We're just going to do it a little bit differently.
The new way we're doing it, I think, is in more of how we're trying to position ourselves mm-hmm. in the podcasting community as educators and that sort of stuff, and doing it through video courses and that sort of thing. So I'm excited about where the course is going.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Still glad that we're going to have a little bit of a live component to it, but not anywhere like it was before.
Yeah.
Because that was my favorite part, getting to see the people.
The live
and
is
so
great.
I'm glad that we're keeping a little bit of that, but it's also going to work out, I believe, for the people that are taking the course, because it's not such a dedicated time where you have to be there, you're going to be missing out.
Yes. And that was more feedback we got from people, is for 10 weeks, twice a week, like it was a lot on our people.
Yeah.
And they were dedicated and they were there and they were wonderful, but it was a lot for them, you know, and the last thing we want to do is stress people out. Yeah. And so we've revamped it a little. It's going to be a video course that you do at your own pace. And then there will be the opportunity to have live support along with that. So really excited about that option. All right, David, heading into the last little bit of this episode.
Us.
And sharing with everybody our direction, our big pivot. What's been happening with us? So, David, what have we really focused in on? What's big on our giant whiteboard in our living room right now?
Well, we have a few things. Actually, it's kind of divided into three.
Yes.
A couple that we're not going to go into.
Let's just talk about that side.
But we are definitely going to start focusing more on video course creation. Mm-hmm. And working with other companies that are in the podcasting space and trying to help any way that we can to help the users, the end user, use their tools properly, mm-hmm. because it helps to just make it easier for you to do your podcast. So that's the focus.
This has been such a cool journey for us.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to tell you all the story of how this has really developed for us. We are working with some amazing companies. We just finished a project for Squadcast. We are in the process of a certification program for Hindenburg that is being released in 2 weeks. And we have another company we're meeting with on Monday where we're probably going to be doing a lot of work for them. And it's been so stinking exciting.
Yeah.
The other thing that we're doing is VIP course creation days for coaches and entrepreneurs that want to create video courses, and they need that support for it to be that high level video production. So we're excited. We're going to help them create their course, develop their course, and also shoot their course with these VIP days where we rent the studio, treat people like royalty, catered lunch, hair and makeup, and we get them going with their day. It's pretty cool.
That I am really excited about.
Me too.
Probably the most excited about over everything that we're doing, because you know how much I love gear and being able to use gear. Mm-hmm. Like, it's more than just going and looking at it. I love being able to get hands-on. And so that's going to be one space where we'll be able to really get hands-on, help out a lot of people, and do some fun and creative stuff.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. So everybody, this is the start of exciting season 2. We're really leaning into our unique skill sets. We're going to share it all with you, help you to lean into your unique skill sets. We believe each of you has something really, really special to offer. And as long as you can solve somebody's problem, you can make really good money. Yep. So we're going to help you with that. And in a way that feels good. Like, yeah. Nothing that we have done feels sleazy, salesy, outside of our integrity.
Right.
And it's just all felt really good. So we're excited to help you. Okay. If you enjoyed this episode and you're excited about season 2, make sure you follow in your podcast listening app, you follow the show. And if you know somebody else that is a podcaster that could use this information that would benefit, please pass the show along to them.
Have fun recording.
Have fun recording.